Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus Christ was prophet, priest, and king. And we see that order here before us. He was the faithful witness. He was the prophet, the reliable one. He was the priest. Today, he's the resurrected one. He is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. For us, aren't you glad? We have direct access to Jesus Christ. I picked on the Catholic Church a little bit earlier, and I'm nothing against the people, but Catholicism is damning. And I'm so grateful I don't have to sit and look at a knot head through a knot hole. I have direct access to the Father through the Son Jesus Christ. He's our priest. Who is it, Doug? Elisha. I was right. I'm not going to gloat. Anyway, he's the resurrected one. And then we see the prince of the kings of the earth. He's the reigning one. So you see the reliable one, the resurrected one, the reigning one. He's going to come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I like that. And then let me move on. I'm going to run out of time. I want to get down to verse 8. From that point on to verse number 7 is what's called a doxology. You know what a doxology is? Sometimes we would sing that. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all ye creatures here below. Da 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 da. I won't sing enough to know it. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, I mean, that's a doxology. It's a particular form of giving glory to God, to praise, and to magnify His name. And this is a doxology that John writes to the Lord when he says, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. He loved us. Notice the tense. Now, He does Jesus loves you. Present tense, and it's a continual action. But this, and I'm not a Greek fella, Doug, and I looked this up. It's an aorist participle. Is that saying that? Aorist participle. This is something that points back to a particular time. Are you following? Something in that particular time was the cross of Calvary. He loved us. He went to the cross of Calvary. Now, if you have an NIV, NASB, an NLT, ESV, any of those other Bible translations, it will not be translated loved. It will be translated loves, plural. It's a difference, okay? Again, I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just letting you know there is a difference between He loved us. It pointed back to that one particular time there on the cross of Calvary. He loved us, and we'll never forget it. By the way, Amen. He loved us. Then He loosed us. That's what it means when it talks about that He washed us from our sins. He loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. He loosed us. He washed us from our sins in His own blood. He loved us when we were dirty, but then He washed us. Aren't you glad He loved you when you were dirty? That while we were yet sinners in that sinning state, Christ died for us. That's what that means. That He washed us. Again, this is pick on Doug today. When Doug graduated, Doug went to Bible college. He graduated in the top of his class. Of course, there are only two people graduated, but he graduated top of his class. It was a good sized class when he graduated. And wasn't you valedictorian? He was valedictorian. Going to give that speech, as valedictorian, because he was the top in the class. And he sat up with me before we talked before he would go up. He said, now, part of my speech, I'm going to do what can wash away my sin, and I want you to say from the back, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. We're going to get a revival going in that graduation. He got up there and he said, what can wash away my sin? And I left him hanging. Oh, I'll never forget. Do you remember that, Doug? Oh, yeah. And he's still my friend after that. But anyway, what can wash away? Because he loosed us. He washed us with his own blood. Amen. Let me move on. And in verse number 6, he lifted us. He loved us. He loosed us. He lifted us. No longer bond slaves to sin, but kings and priests. You get that? He has made us kings and priests unto God, his Father. Priests. Do you know what? And I'm not saying in a bragging way, but do you know we are special to God? Not because of what we've done, but because of what he's done for us. He's made us kings and priests. Right now, I mentioned about priests. Man. And then kings, one day we're going to rule and reign with him. He did that for us. One day we're going to rule and reign with him. And then he says this. In that doxology, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We will acknowledge his glory and dominion forever and ever, and all God's people said. Amen. I'm talking forever. And forever is a long time. We're going to be, as eternity rolls on. John said, to him be glory and dominion forever and forever. And then that great word, amen. Y'all need to use that a little bit more. What does amen mean? Means that's right, preacher. So be it. That's what it means. Truly, truly. And then in verse number 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Before I go any farther again, this is what the book of Revelation is all about. Verse number 7, in a nutshell. Okay? If you can put it in these five words. Behold. The word behold is intense. Look. Pay attention. Do I have your attention now? Behold, he cometh with clouds. Again, I made the statement, book of Revelation is not all about blood, guts, and hunks of hair and everything flying. No, it's about the Lord. He's coming. He's coming. And he emphasized that. And he says, and every eye shall see him. Now, again, when we talk about the second coming, there's a lot of confusion. There's no confusion in my mind at all when people refer to the second coming. It's the same thing as we talk about the resurrection. Jesus referred to the resurrection as two resurrections. Remember, in the book of Matthew, there's resurrection of the just, resurrection of the unjust. Jesus' words. However, we know when we rightly divide words, truth, there are actually three resurrections of the just, but it all encompasses one resurrection. Are you following the thought? Well, I think we went through this before. There's the resurrection of the first fruits. That was Jesus Christ when he rose from the dead, along with those saints in Jerusalem. Remember? And by the way, the word is after his resurrection. I know when you read there in Matthew 27 or so, wherever that is, that the graves broke, you know, the rocks and the graves busted open. But it also says they came out after his resurrection. So Jesus was the first to rise from the dead with a glorified body. And then those other saints that were in Jerusalem, they rose from the dead and they're glorified. That was resurrection number one with the first fruits. Second resurrection is that main harvest. That's what we're looking for today. When I did a funeral just this past, well, I did two this past week. One, the last one I did talk about, we did the graveside for Annie Ziegler, 105 years old, and I called it Resurrection Ground. That's Resurrection Ground, okay? That's the main harvest, where the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's the main harvest. And then you have the gleanings. That's the final resurrection of the just, those who lived through the died in the tribulation period. In the Old Testament, saints, they will get a resurrected body. But it's called the first, there's a resurrection of the just. Same way with the second coming. The second coming is all encompassing the coming of the rapture and the revelation. Stay with me on this, okay? It's confusing. And the rapture, or the translation, whichever you want to define it, is Christ coming for his saints. The revelation is Christ coming with his saints.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.